son of Uncle Sammy's boys. You have no use for any noise. You want every Yankee heart from coast to coast. Greater than a gladiator, you're the world's big mediator of unit for United States and both of you. We both, we trust you in any kind of fight. We're glad you belong to us. We take our hats off to you, Mr. Wilson. Our hats are off to you. You're the man of the hour. You look like a tower and know what to do for the red, white, and blue. You're the right kind of man in the right kind of place. Like Washington and Lincoln, you set the pace. They know at home and abroad, your pen is mightier than the sword. We take our hats off to you.
First it was neutrality in thought and deed, then too proud to fight. When the Lusitania was sinking, and the danger to the Morgan loans and the stories of the British and French propagandists set all the financial centers in the East bawling for war. But the suction of the drumbeat and the guns was too strong, and the best people took their fashions from Paris and their broad A's from London and TR and the House of Morgan. 5 months after his re-election on the slogan, "He kept us out of war," Wilson pushed the Arms Ship Bill through Congress and declared that a state of war existed between the United States and the Central Powers.
Will you longer give your sons to feed the awful hunger of the guns? What's the use of all these battle drums if from the field your loved one never comes? What's all these loud hosannas to the brave if all your share is some forgotten grave?
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother, darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to